Air travel still takes a backseat to car travel as a way to get around, but it's growing by about 5% a year. There are more low-cost carriers these days, and plane tickets are cheaper in real dollars than they used to be. Airplanes have gotten a lot more efficient, but they're not off the hook either. They burn fossil fuels, so they emit carbon dioxide. CO2 is almost universally agreed to be the main culprit of global warming. Planes are responsible for about 3% of man-made CO2 emissions. Compared to cars and coal-burning power plants, that looks like a pretty small percentage. But there's something else unique to planes that has scientists concerned. Gidon Eschel is a climate scientist at Bard College at Simon's Rock. He says planes also emit nitrous oxide and water vapor. That's the contrail, you see. Both of those gases can trap heat in Earth's atmosphere.
The emissions associated with aviation are very important, roughly twice as important as CO2 alone, because they occur in such high reaches of the atmosphere.
Eschel says the effects of nitrous oxide and water vapor are stronger than when they're released near the ground. There's not much planes can do about flying so high up, but the airline industry says it's hard at work to make its planes more fuel efficient. Bill Glover directs environmental strategy for Boeing commercial airplanes.
The distance we could fly on a gallon of gas 50 years ago, we can now do on less than a quart of gas. And what we have ahead of us is more improvements in materials, more improvements in engines, more improvements in aerodynamics and systems. All of those are going to contribute to fuel efficiency and help us get along the way.
Both Boeing and Airbus have unveiled shiny new planes that get more miles to the gallon. So airlines should rush out and get the latest models, right? Well, it's not that simple. For starters, there's the price tag, anywhere from about $14 million all the way up to $300 million. Garrick Deshavan is an airline industry analyst with OAGBAC Aviation Solutions. He says it's definitely in the airline's best interest to upgrade their fleets. He says the cost of fuel has risen dramatically over the past couple of years. But Deshavan says even if airlines can afford the newest model, it'll be a long time before they can get it.
It's not as easy as going out and, placing an order and getting in the airplane today. I know from the standpoint of 787, which is kind of the latest and greatest, I think 2014 or 2015 is the first delivery that you can get if you place an order today.
Generally, the younger the airline company, the more fuel efficient their fleet will be. Deshavan says that means newer low-cost carriers such as JetBlue, Skybus, and Spirit have the newest planes. He says the so-called legacy airlines, such as Northwest and American Airlines, have older fleets because they've been around for a while. They have a much harder time upgrading their fleets. Deshavan says airlines don't want to retire a plane before they've squeezed a full life out of it.
You know, I think for the majority of the U.S. carriers, the fleet is still fairly young. It's tough for them to just go out there and, replace all of the, inefficient airplanes just because of the fact that, fuel is just kind of a little out of control.
Deshavan says instead, some carriers are looking at less expensive fixes, such as adding winglets to the plane to make it more aerodynamic. The experts have advice for travelers, too. Try to avoid connecting flights. Climate scientist Gidon Eschel says direct flights are better than flights with several stops. And although it sounds counterintuitive, it's more efficient to take one really long flight a year than a bunch of shorter flights. That's because airplanes have an ideal cruising height, about 30,000 feet up.
To get there, they need to climb a whole lot, which makes short flights relatively inefficient, sometimes very inefficient, compared to long flights.
Another thing the experts recommend is lightening the load. Pack light. Leave the hardcover books at home. And as much as we all hate jam-packed planes, putting a lot of people on one flight is actually better for the environment than having extra legroom. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.